Our first reading today is not a very pleasant reading. And you may even wonder, why was it included in the liturgy? It's violent. Well, it's not included there for its violence, but it's included there because of that unshakable faith that those young men had in the resurrection. They believed strongly, deeply, that the risen life would be so much better than the present life that they were willing to let go of this life for the sake of the life to come. Indeed, that's what any martyr does. Any martyr's faith is so strong in that life which is to come that they are willing to let go of this life for the sake of their faith. At the time in those years before Jesus and up to the time of Jesus, it was not universally believed in the Jewish faith that there was a life after death. Some groups believed it, others did not. But when you hear Jesus speak, there is no doubt in his words. He is emphatic. There is a life in the world to come. He does not tell us much about that life. We have a snippet today in the fact that people there will not marry. They will have no need to marry because there will be no death. There's no need to propagate the species. But that's about all that he tells us. If we go to Paul, Paul tells us that what God has prepared for us is greater than the eye has ever seen, or greater than the mind can imagine. If we go to the first letter of St. John, he tells us we will see God as he is, and because of that, we will be like God. Again, we don't know a great deal about that risen life. But what we do know is that that risen life comes to us through Christ Jesus our Savior. John's Gospel, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me, for I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die. That is our faith, that through Christ Jesus, in unity with Christ Jesus, we come to the fullness of life. And that life begins for us in baptism. That's how we first come into unity with Christ Jesus. And these young people here who are preparing for the waters of baptism, they are preparing to be brought into oneness with Christ Jesus, their Savior and our Savior. It is a way of life. It is not a one-moment event. It is an event that should change every moment after that. Because as baptized people, we are called to walk in unity with Jesus, our Savior. We are called to give ourselves to Him so that He might give us the fullness of life. Children, Jesus is calling you. Jesus is inviting you. Jesus wants you to be one with Him. That He wants to give you the greatest gift possible, the gift of life forever in the kingdom of heaven. That is what you are invited to. May God bless you and fill you with hope of life forever through Christ Jesus.